Greg Jones Ellis, 757-894-8938. Nonfiction, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil. Feeling flush, Williams bought Cabbage Island, one of the sea islands that form an archipelago along the Georgia coast. Cabbage Island was a folly. It covered 1,800 acres, all but five of which lay underwater at high tide. He paid $5,000 for it in 1966. Old Salts at the marina told him he had been duped. Cabbage Island had been on the market for half that sum the year before. $5,000 was a lot of money for a soggy piece of real estate you couldn't even build a house on. But a few months later, phosphates were discovered under several coastal islands, including Cabbage Island. Williams sold out to Kerr McGee of Oklahoma for $660,000. Several property owners on neighboring islands laughed at him for jumping at the bait too quickly. They held out for a higher price. Weeks later, the state of Georgia outlawed drilling along the coast. The phosphate deal was dead. And as it turned out, Williams was the only one who had sold in time. His after-tax profit was $500,000. Now he bought far grander houses. One of them was Armstrong House, a monumental Italian Renaissance palazzo directly across Bull Street from the staid Oglethorpe Club. Armstrong House dwarfed the Oglethorpe Club, and according to local lore, that was very much its purpose. George Armstrong, a shipping magnate, was said to have built the house in 1919 in response to being blackballed by the club. Although that story was not in fact true, Armstrong House was a lie.